I'm looking at his bio, but he's a seasoned intelligence professional, former CIA chief of station. Do you know anything else about him? Can you give us any more insights into this guy, Aaron Lucas?
I'm looking now. I mean, he was confirmed by the Senate in a sort of party line vote, but there was, I think he is experienced, and I want to give him a chance. I don't know him specifically in his background very well. And I sort of agree with Mark here. The key player in all this is going to be John Ratcliffe. So there'll be someone in that position. But one of the problems is that another key person, the director of the National Counterintelligence Center, resigned because in opposition to the war with Iraq. So you now have no Senate-confirmed director of national intelligence. You'll have an acting in that position. And the NCTC position is empty as well. So it's not great to have Joe Kent had resigned from the position of the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. That is underneath the ODNI. That's underneath Gabbard's old office. So this kind of vacancy and changes while the U.S. is at war, is not great. And I want to reemphasize, there should have been an intelligence assessment. How would Iran respond to being bombed? Would Iran try to seize control of the Strait of Hormuz? And I'm just saying this for viewers, and that has to be an incredibly factual, rigorous assessment, not based on politics or the wishes of the president. Frankly, it's important for intelligence analysts to speak truth to power, because there was a mistake in this war. We didn't seem to anticipate that Iran would close the Strait of Hormuz. And, you've now had this conflict drag on for nearly 3 months and a global energy crisis. So that's why having stability and nonpartisan people in these jobs is so important.